Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you're at, right? I have to say that because we have so many people from around the world now, and I'm so excited. You know, we got Morocco, we have India, we have Indonesia, we have China, we have, and a lot of you in the U.S. too. So I want to thank you for being able to say, man, I want to get more out of life. I want to get more out of my life. I want to get more out of my business. I want to get more out of being a martial arts professional. And that's what Suits, Ties, and Black Belts is all about. And today, like every show, I aim to drive your brain vroom, to success. So this is JDC here. We're getting ready to get started. I'm really, really excited about the topics that we're going to talk about today for you to become totally and immensely successful in your business, in your martial arts, in your life, everything, financially, okay? So pay close attention. I really, really want you to take notes. Email me, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, follow me on Facebook, Vimeo, Stitches now. I mean, we're looking to expand the influence level around the world through Suits, Ties, and Black Belts for your benefit and for mine, right? So that we all can win big here. So I'm excited. Today I woke up and I said, man, I'm looking to really impact people's lives today as it will impact my life, okay? The more I give you, the more I share with you, the better I feel about life. The more excited I become, the more committed, the more dedicated that I become to your success and to mine. So I'm totally excited, man. I'm pumped. Are you ready? Are you ready to get this going and move towards the next level in your life here? I'm ready. So let's get started, right? Now, have you ever gotten the idea in your mind that, man, there's gotta be more, you know? There's gotta be more that I can do. There's gotta be more that I can make happen. And then certainly, you probably think like that and say, man, I'm worth a lot more too, right? So if for example, you're doing to standard good, right? And you say to yourself those things, that's a good way to get started, right? Because, you know, when you're here and you could be here, obviously that's a great way to think. Now, if you're here and you're not thinking that way, then either you're going to drop or you're going to stay the same and eventually drop, or stay the same and eventually make that decision in your mind to say, I need to go to the next level. And what I've learned is that business owners get stuck on seven things that keep business owners stuck. Is a deception. They become deceived to think, man, I'm doing good. But they really have nothing more to compare it to. It's kind of like if you're poor and you don't know that you're poor because everybody around you is poor. And it's also kind of like if you're doing good and everybody around you is just doing good, but there's nobody around you really rocking it huge. Breaking through barriers, you know, breaking through limitations, breaking through challenges. You know, I remember when I first started, okay, I had this little school, 700 square feet school, and, you know, everybody around me kept telling me, man, don't charge more than $60. Now, this is back in 1997, okay, and I'm thinking, I am worth $60, if not more. Now, at that time, there weren't many karate schools in my area. But there was a few, and they had a big sign on the windows saying, no contracts and $45 a month. And everybody kept telling me, man, you're crazy to charge $60. You're not going to get anybody. On top of that, my school looked probably the worst in the area. But you know what I realized? I realized that maybe my school looks the worst in the area because I'm broke at that time, then I'm going to do something different. I'm going to start working on me and make myself look the best from the inside out. So that when I met with people and I started to enroll students, I met with parents and adults and all of that, then there is no competition because I'm going to set the trail. I'm going to set the standard of my area. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Not only did I go to $60 a month, but months later I went to $79, then $89, then $99. And I got to tell you, I was a little bit scared every time I went up on price. But I kept telling myself, man, no, I'm working on my inside and my outside is just going to get better and better and better. And then shortly after, I moved to a bigger place. Went from 700 square feet to 1,200 square feet. Not much of a difference, but almost double. And man, that was a big deal. Now I'm known around the town. Everybody just knows me because people were referring. I wasn't doing any kind of advertising at all. No marketing, had no knowledge, no understanding of that. But I did know one thing. I'm going to work from the inside out. And I'm going to change everything around me and outside of me as a result of my insight, my thinking, my beliefs, my attitude, my vision, my desires, you know, my creativity, my ideas. And I kept training. So I didn't drop the ball on my training. I still train. I still rock it out. At that time, see, I got my good friend. I don't know if you know him. Orlando the Warrior Rivera, this guy is the man, right? This guy, I learned a lot just from watching him, from his heart, from his drive, from his commitment to become, and he did it, and he did it. And you know what? Fearless, right? That's what a warrior is. He's a warrior, right? So I took that attitude and said, man, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep it going. And warriors keep it going until, right? It's better to die than to not do it, right? That's a warrior. So we have to be warriors in business. We have to be warriors in our life. We have to be warriors in everything we do, okay? And once we went to that 1,200 square feet, I got to tell you, I went to 139 a month, then 149, 189. Then I went to 200 and $15 and then $225. Okay. Now I was like the most expensive guy around. By this time, there were 7 schools within a 1 mile radius in my area. I'm talking it was saturated with martial arts school, but I never even turned my head to look left, right, anywhere. I just knew they were there because when I drove around, everything was right there. I would find them and counted them. And then they would look at me, put flyers around my school. And I remember one day I said, man, it doesn't faze me because I believe that the sun shines for everybody. It didn't faze me. I kept focused, I kept building, and I kept changing from the inside out. I kept developing, learning, and applying. Man, and I became massively crazy about applying what I learned. Soon after, I had people on a waiting list to take my classes. And that was like a dream come true. And then I expanded to the side. And then I expanded again. So by this point, now I have approximately 2,500 square feet and growing. And then I won't go to the next part of my story, but I got divorced and lost it all and started again. Now, the beautiful thing about this is that if you did it once, you can do it again. And if you haven't done it, I want to show you how to do it. And I want to spark your thinking. I want to spark your heart. I want to spark that connection between your heart and your mind and take it to the next level and skyrocket your life and your business and everything because it can be done. Now, one of the things I want you to do is I want you to have, if you want me to help you with this, I can also do that, but if no need. I want you to write down your goals. Now, there's two school of thoughts here. You can write one powerful goal and become totally obsessed with it, or you can write numerous goals and go crazy to do them also. Now, go over and beyond, because it's better to go over and beyond than to be like average and ordinary, or what people think realistic, right? You need to be unrealistic. You need to be crazy in the head to go really strong, okay? And write them down twice a day, every day, and become totally obsessed with it and with the idea of achieving them, and then ask for help. Anytime that you need it, ask for help. Even when you don't think you need it, just ask. And let's get to it, right? So now I want to share with you seven things that business owners fall to deception, are deceived, right? The deceptions of seven deceptions of a business owner that entrepreneurs easily overcome. And I want to get you to think like an entrepreneur, not like a business owner, okay? Business owner, you don't want to do that. There's so much more for you available that entrepreneurship is the key, all right? Now, my team, I teach them exactly these things. I teach them to become entrepreneurs. I don't want them either on an employee mindset or a business owner mindset. I want them to become entrepreneurs. That's a totally different thinking. And I'm gonna warn you, okay? One of the hard parts about becoming or stepping into entrepreneurship thinking and attitude and behaviors is comfort zone, lack of vision, okay? All these little things that hold you back, you know, consumed with challenges, the inability to block out every distraction from your life and focus on the things that you need to focus on. And then excuses, you know, rationalizing things in your life that will hold you back. So I'm warning you on those things because, man, I don't know about you. I'm assuming yes, because we're humans. Until you learn different, these are things that will hold you back from achieving the dream life, from living that dream life, okay? Even if you only have one school with 200 members in it, and you're doing good by standards, right? It is far better to think like an entrepreneur than it is to think like a business owner. Now, take notes, please, because this will help you change your life completely, okay? One of the things, a number one here in my notes is not thinking critically about the action and decision, okay? Now, most business people don't think critically about their actions or their decisions. Why? Because, you see, if you thought critically, you expand in your mind the what can happen either way. And you find ways to go bigger as a result of critical thinking. So you sit on yourself, by yourself, in the corner, somewhere, and you do a thinking session with yourself. And then you can share that with somebody, and then you make it a brainstorming session, right? But one thing that happens is that we become focused on, I'm going to say like this, stupidity, right? And we don't apply the art of critical thinking. And that's a big mistake that most business owners make. They don't think critically. In other words, they just do day to day their normal things. They become comfortable in their normal life. Because even at a level of success, you bring it and it becomes normal, right? So I'm living this year bringing the extraordinary down to ordinary and live the extraordinary life. Why is that? Because I want to do things that are like completely irrational. I want to do things that are crazy. I want to step out in 2015 and do the daily things that are by other standard extraordinary. And that will be my ordinary life. Because us human beings get comfortable in living ordinarily. But unfortunately, if you don't practice critical thinking and the actions and decisions that it has, then unfortunately you're gonna live basically average. And you cannot be average. You have to be above average. You have to be excellent, outstanding. You gotta push through all of that. So that's one of the things that we don't want to fall under, right? We definitely don't want to fall under that. The second thing is allowing distractions to enter into your life too easily. Now, we all get distracted, but the ability to stay focused and go through, right? And to have zero tolerance for distractions, okay? It's like a baby. Have you ever seen a baby? And when a baby's playing, I mean, they're in their zone. They have no distractions. And you call them and say, hey, you know, come here. Johnny, come here, or whatever the kid's name is, come over here. And mom is calling, or the dad is calling the baby, and they're not paying attention to you, but they're paying attention to what they're doing. In other words, as little as they are, they block out every distraction. And we call them distracted. Imagine that, right? But the attitude of being focused in the zone, somehow you lose it as you get older unless you practice it. And here's the deal. One of the ways that you can ensure that is to have a rule in your life that you're going to have zero tolerance for distractions. Because distractions will rob you from the opportunity to live a better quality of life and to become the best instructor, the best business, the best person, the best sensei, master, shidoshi, kiyoshi, sifu, whatever it is in your art. Distractions will stop you from becoming the best you can be. So you got to develop the habit of focus, the habit of blocking out every distraction possible and have zero tolerance for it. Can you identify some of the distractions in your life? Can you write them down? I mean, if you're not aware, there's no way you can change it, right? So awareness is the first part of change. So go ahead and write down what are some of the distractions. It could be family too, you know. Sometimes family distracts you. They don't want you to do certain things. Sometimes your spouse doesn't understand the bigger picture that you may have and they become a distraction. So you got to have a sit down, right? You got to have boundaries that they don't pass through so that you can be focused and you can be effective, right? So do not allow distractions to enter into your life so easily. In fact, have zero tolerance for it. Determine and acknowledge those distractions. What are the distractions? What are the things that are distracting you from your focus? I mean, ultimate focus. I'm talking about extreme focus. I mean, laser focus, zook, to get it done. I mean, you can have 20 things to do, but there's that one thing that, you know, if you focus on it, everything else changes. Everything. What is that? Go ahead and identify that too. What is it in your business? What is it in your classroom? What is it in your life? What is it in your mind? What is it in your family? What is it everywhere in your thought process? What is it in your relationships, your friends, the people around you? What is it that distracts you and takes away from, man, being the best you can be and achieving extraordinary results daily? Yes, daily. You gotta go for that. Okay? So number three, we're talking about not being effective. You know, most business owners, and I told you earlier, right, because it becomes a habit, they don't up their habits for better. They either do the same or they're going to drop eventually, right? So you can't be like that. You got to be completely different, right? So if you lack effectiveness, it's time to change the thinking, right? So when we change the thinking, right? An entrepreneur has a very effective ways and is calculated in the actions, right? So they calculate the actions. They're very planful. They're very calculated in the approach of things, right? I'm talking like they're focused like that. An entrepreneur becomes a student of their business, a student of their vision, a student of their craft. And one of the things is that they look to dominate and not compete. So let's just give you an example, all right? If you're in an area, and within your area, there's other locations, other facilities, other businesses related to your business that can potentially become a competition, right? Well, the best approach that an entrepreneur does is not to compete, but to dominate. What does that mean? You want to be the best possible person, business, entity there that becomes a master of what they do. Okay? I mean, it may take 10 years for you to master it, or 20, depending on how intense you get in, right? But commit right now to become the best you can be, and do not get distracted by the people around you, by those who are, in quote unquote, your competition. Man, if you focus on this, I'm telling you, guaranteed, you focus on these things I'm sharing with you today, you're gonna fly. It's not a matter if you're gonna fly, it's a matter of when you're gonna fly, right? Because you are going to fly. So now, those of you who are gonna be tenaciously into this, you're gonna fly faster than those who are gonna think about and little by little get in. So you cannot be that way, right? You gotta be very effective in your approach. You gotta be calculated in your actions and become a student of your craft to dominate, not to compete. So you wanna be the best. Man, when somebody thinks about a business, a place like yours, they gotta think of you. They gotta think of you, not anybody else. See, in my area, I mean, I'm on everybody's face. I'm on everybody's face. Everybody. Why? Because I don't want them thinking about us. I want people to sleep thinking about who we are. I want them to wake up thinking about who we are. Not somebody else, who we are. And then I'll take it a step further. I want them to sleep thinking about who I am and wake up thinking about who I am. So that when they're looking to be serviced and looking for a place, I want the reputation of my name, of who I am, to carry that through all the way to them come and take action and be part of our organization. That's how you gotta think, all right? Man, this is good stuff. This is how you can go from 200 members to 500 members, 600. You can double and triple what you have, seriously. Okay? I'm telling you, seriously, that's what we're doing. I mean, like, we're looking to triple this year everything we've done in 2014. Because that's done. I can't even look back on that. We got to stay focused on today and what are we doing today and continue looking forward towards the vision, towards the desired goals, towards all of that, and not get distracted. Zero tolerance for distraction, no matter what. Yes, you got to have it like that, no matter what. And you got to be critically thinking about your actions and your decisions and become a student of your business. What does that mean? Means that you're going to look at things different than you've been looking at it every single day up until now. You're going to look at, why are you enrolling more? Why not? Why aren't you enrolling more? Why are you converting more? Why? Listen, first money is not as easy as the second money. Second money is always easy. So if you're enrolling people in your facility and you're not upselling everything in there, you're missing out. You're losing a lot of money. You know what? Let's put money to the side for a second, but you're not living the life that you should be living. And at the same time, because you're not doing that, you're doing a disservice to your members. You see, when you upsell them, I'll teach you that another time. But it's really important that you understand the concept that second money, third money, fourth money is always easier than the first one. So if you're able to get the first one, which means you enroll somebody, right? Obviously, they're going to pay your tuition, right? Or they're going to pay you in full or whatever, however the deal you have, right? That's called first money. How come so many people stop right there? You're doing a disservice to them, and you're doing a disservice to yourself, and you're doing a disservice to your family. Because if you're not upselling in your programs, in your facility, they are not getting the best of you. Now, don't tell me that you don't upsell because you're giving it all. No, again, you're not creating the value. You're not creating the best that they can have from you. So you are not even willing to grow further because that thinking is a limitation in your mind. And it's going to limit everybody around you, and therefore, you get stuck. You got to lift that lid, man, and fly. And let others around you fly. Did you understand what I'm saying? So let's go to the next one. Number four, right? You know, one of the things here that a business owner doesn't do is they want to be a one-man show. Control freaks. Bam. No way. Stop that right now. Start believing in yourself. Start believing in other people. And start delegating. Entrepreneurs understand this. You know, if I can have somebody else do something more, that's one less thing I don't have to do. Did you get that one, right? Well, take it a step further. Start believing in people that they can handle it probably better than you can, and give them the opportunity to grow, develop, and be with you to the top. Yes, that's what you must do. Stop being a one-man show. Now, you may start as a one-man show, but don't let it mistakenly get you and stay and be a one-man show. And that's one of the big mistakes that I have found out that most people do. They think like a business owner, not an entrepreneur. And see, entrepreneurs easily overcome this thing. They believe in people. They delegate. They don't dump. By the way, listen, you got to learn how to delegate. You can't dump onto people and expect them to do it the way you expect it to have been done. Because dumping is never good. You know, we dump the garbage, right? You don't care how it lands. You're just like, right? We dump things out, but you can't dump on people. Delegation is a beautiful, beautiful process that people, if you do it right, they feel proud, honored. They feel amazing as a result of you believing in them that they can actually do a task. So don't dump on people. Learn how to delegate. Okay? Learn how to do that. And be clear with the expectations and equip them properly to do it to your expectation. So if you don't do those things, you're dumping, okay? That's not delegating. That's called dumping. So remember that. Very important. And teach people to do whatever it takes to get it done. Be clear with that too. So you got to have clear expectations and be clear with the expectations, yes? So those are one of the things that business owners I have found really get stuck. But entrepreneurs are masters at delegating and understand that they must build an effective team in order for their vision to be active and alive. That's deep stuff, man. These are things I've learned through the years. This is experience I've had where I remember when I didn't delegate, I was a one-man show. I love to be loved. You know, everybody, oh, the sensei. Oh, man, this stuff, this guy, man, is so awesome. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. My first experience was when I started having other people teach, right? And I never forget this. Within a month, 20 parents got together, created a clique, called me in and said, we're all quitting. I said, what? Man, are you kidding me? Yep. I said, how come? Because you're not teaching. Okay, but I have good instructors. No, they're not. Now, in my mind, I thought they were good. In their mind, they were like, no, they suck. We're leaving. We're paying for you to teach, not somebody else. Now, right there, the shock in my heart, man, right there, I didn't know what the heck I was going to say. But guess what? I had to let them go because I was not willing to go back like a business owner. I was willing to focus and grow and develop as an entrepreneur. So I looked at my entire process on how I made the decision to put these instructors in place, and I learned a heck of a lot. So losing those 20 people actually taught me different. So that's why I say to you, don't dump. Okay? So in other words, if you're developing an instructor that you think is going to be as good as you or better, then equip him to that reality. Equip him to that level. Because just because you think that way doesn't mean other people think that way. You got to have a process and a way in which to position that person that it doesn't hurt you or that person or anybody in your facility. Does that make sense? Now, there are several things that I did that are amazing. Amazing. This is how we have now 4 locations and looking to grow more, right? Because this is a process that when you learn it, is unstoppable. That's a beautiful life. Think about that. I love teaching, but I love teaching to teach others to become awesome. I don't love teaching to get all the glory, to have other people down. I love teaching to expand. I love teaching to grow. I love teaching to impact hundreds of thousands of millions of lives. Not this. Now, I still teach. I just don't teach like this. I teach like that. Gigantic. Do you understand what I'm saying? You gotta be able to teach gigantic. Think about that, okay? So we don't want to get stuck on that. Number 5, disorganized in all areas of their life. Man, you know, as much as an owner is organized in their mind, they think they're so organized. Really, really, they're not organized. Man, I'm running out of time. I wanted to give you more, but I'm running out of time. So here's what we're going to do. Next week, I'm going to tie in this one, okay? And finish it for you. And I'm going to do the next one on that one too, okay? This is a topic that's really in my heart, and I really want to transfer that to you. I want to transfer that knowledge to you, and I'm trying to chew it down enough that you can digest it and really get it. I mean, you need to have that aha moment, that realization, so you can resolve it in your heart, and you can go take massive action on it and totally change your life and the people around you, okay? Hey, listen, until next time, this is JDC, and we're driving your brain, vroom, to success, all right? Have a great day. And truthfully, I love you guys. I thank you for the support. And thank you for referring and sharing. And I'll talk to you next week, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday.